Hey, this is the Cypher Podcast, where we'll be diving into various gaming cultures, checking out some games, talking to some gamers about their gaming experiences. Cypher, Africa's ultimate gaming podcast.
Hey everyone, I'd like to welcome you back to the Cypher Hub. So this week we have another guest from Gamer Nights. I'll let him introduce himself, all right?
Okay. I go by the names of Mugara Mark Philip, but everyone in the gaming community knows me as Marcus or Mackenzie or Sopdish.
Sopdish, eh?
Yes.
That's a very interesting name, but
yeah, it is. I get that a lot.
Okay, all right.
So, welcome, Sopdish, to the Cypher Hub. So here, what we normally do is we talk about gaming, the various gaming cultures we've encountered, the various gaming experiences we've gone through, and basically anything new. For example, stuff about gamer nights. Yeah, I'd like to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So for the time being, let's first start with explaining how you came to be known as Sopdish.
Okay. So, when I first started gaming on PC for the first time, there was a small game called Awesome Nuts. It was new at that time, and my friend Ibra had just like introduced me to the whole thing. I was trying to understand how like online gaming works. Mm-hmm. So I used to play. It was a small side scroller competitive game. You basically whoop the other team and destroy their castle or center or base.
Okay.
And yes, it was a 3-3. So it was me, Ibra, and another friend of mine called Arthur.
All right.
So one day as we were playing, we met this guy called Sopdish.
Yeah.
He single-handedly took all of us. He was alone.
He wiped all of you guys down, yeah?
He wiped all of us down. Mm. And I told myself I would never forget that guy. I would never forget that day. So from that day, I started calling myself Sopdish.
Yeah,
just to remember that one dude. Yes.
Yeah. Immortalize your defeat for all eternity. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Every time, just know, like from that day, like my first time ever playing online, I would never forget that guy.
Yeah. Right, okay. At least you learn from your defeat. These days, you're the Sopdish that beats people.
Exactly.
okay. That's very nice. So it was just you and Ibra who are getting into the whole online gaming, eh?
Yes.
Yeah. So you said the game was Awesome Nights. Is it still available?
Awesome Nights. It's available. Yeah, Awesome Nights. It's available and it's free to play.
Ah, really? I'll probably check it out.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. They have tournaments once in a while.
Ah, okay. That'll be something to look into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think maybe you also want to know a bit about me, so I'll probably tell you a bit about me. For me, my name is Andrew Mark Semuju, but normally I prefer going by the name Lord Cypher. So that's my gamer tag.
Lord Cypher.
Yeah, that's my gamer handle, and also my Reddit handle. So yeah, check that out if you have time.
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah, for me, it was more based off a TV show that I used to watch back then, like, was it early 2010, 2011? There was this TV show, I don't know, maybe you've watched it, was it Legend of the Seeker?
Everyone has watched Legend of the Seeker.
Yeah, everyone has watched,
Everyone has watched it.
Yeah, so at the time, the main character's name was like Richard Cypher, so I'm like, Cypher, okay, that's an interesting name. Lord Cypher. From now on, I'm Lord Cypher.
Wow, okay, that's very, very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, from all the way through high school, Lord Cypher.
Lord Cypher. So everyone calls you Lord Cypher.
Yeah, I've had a lot of other things, but because you wouldn't believe, if you actually meet me, you wouldn't believe, like, this is Lord Cypher. Because earlier, before I actually named myself, the reason I named myself Lord Cypher, because guys were coming up with a lot of interesting nicknames for me. There was Lazy Bones, because, well, at the time I was lazy as hell. Then there was Lucky Luke. Okay. Yeah, Lucky Luke. At the time, because
wait,
I was...
Lucky Luke?
Yeah, I think you've also heard of that,
that
game.
That sounds very familiar. Yes, yeah, I played Lucky Luke.
Lucky Luke, yeah. Back in high school, I was popular because of that single game that I put on the school machines. Hey, it's Lucky Luke. Hey, it's Lucky Luke. I didn't like that name. I did not like it at all. That's why I was like, nah, from now on, Lord Cypher. Nah. I've called myself that since...
Wow. Lucky Luke. Damn, that takes me back. My God.
Yeah, those are the days.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay, so now let's see. Since you said you started with Awesome Nuts, was that was your first game, huh?
That was my first PC online game.
Okay, so... Now, what I would like to know is what drove you into gaming?
What drove me into gaming? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question. Let's see. Back then, my mom was very protective.
Yeah.
She was very protective. I wasn't allowed to go outside.
Yeah.
And I always used to stay home. So... You know, when you're young, you always want to be jumpy and like your mind, your imagination goes wild with a lot of things. Anything you see, you can come up with anything.
What drove you into gaming? How did you come to how did you come to know of Awesome Nuts?
Okay. It goes all the way back to P2. That's primary 2.
Hi.
I was in Tiber, and one of the kids, like in the upper class, I don't remember which class it was. I think it was P6 or P7. Mm-hmm. They managed to sneak a Nintendo 64 into school.
Yeah, that was killer.
Yeah. And from that day, like, my life totally changed, because watching these people play, it was a game called, what was it called? Fighting Force.
Ah.
Nintendo 64. Yes, it was a four-player co-op game, beat-em-up game.
Yeah.
And these were four guys with four controllers playing together on one screen.
Yes.
Just watching them have fun and being able to control those characters, it just opened my mind to so many things. Every morning, every Saturday morning at around 5 a.m. in the morning, they would get the console and take it to the TV room and play. And I knew that. So by 5 a.m. sharp, I was already in the TV room waiting for them. I didn't get a chance to play. But just watching these guys play was enough. Then they switched it up and started playing, I think it was FIFA 95. I think it was FIFA 95. I think so. And they were playing soccer. That's four players. It just blew my mind. Ever since then, like from that day, that's how I got into gaming. I started researching about handheld consoles. And yes, like the Game Boy, the brick game, all that. From that day, my life totally changed. Yes.
So, wait, you mean you reached P2 and you didn't know that brick game? How is that possible? Like
my parents were very protective. They were very, very protective. So during holidays I would stay at home. I was indoors all the time. They'd let me go out and play, ride bikes, of course, and make friends.
Yeah.
But I didn't know much about that stuff.
Okay.
Yes. So from that day, me and my, I kind of like struck a deal with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of if I'm the best in class, can I get the Game Boy?
And you managed to pull it off, eh?
I managed to pull it off. And from there, I just started now, like I started thinking bigger. As like, I want a PlayStation, be the best in class. I want a Nintendo 64, be the best in class. Whenever a second, I did ask for anything. I would only ask if I was the first.
Okay. That's very good motivation.
Yes. That's so from motivation. That day, like, yeah. And to make matters even more interesting, like I realized one of my like neighbors, like in our area, had those things called them Terminators, Supercoms. I think they were those things that have like 9,000 games in one.
I remember those things were like those CDs used to come with the VCDs, the old VCDs, eh?
Yes.
That's how I got to know Contra. Yeah.
Contra. Yes.
Thing. Yeah. You get the VCD, just slap it a CD in Contra. Those were the fun days.
So from then. That, like, I used to camp at my neighbor's. I used to camp at my neighbor's. It was a bit of a problem with my parents. My parents didn't like it, so what they did, they just bought it for me and kept me home. Yeah. The fact that I could actually live a life, a different life. If I wanted to be a superhero, I could buy what? If I wanted to fight, I could play Mortal Kombat. If I wanted to race, I could play Need for Speed. If I wanted to be a superhero, like this, you could be so many lives.
Yeah.
You could have so many adventures just at home.
But from there,
I never turned back.
Yeah, that's the good thing about gaming. Once you start doing it, and you get properly immersed into it, there's no going back. The things you can
do.
I think that's why most people, well, most people our age growing up playing these games, they were like, okay, I've played these games, but now how do I make these games? So I think that's what mostly drives people into a video game. What? Creation.
Yes. I mean, like, if I was to sit down and say, you know what, like, let me come up with an idea for a game, it's not difficult. It's not difficult.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's basically how I got into gaming. Then I later met Ibra, who introduced me to PC gaming. And, that was also another step for me. Because remember, back then it was just you have two controllers and you play with your friends at home. But then online gaming was a beast of its own. I could I could sit at home and connect with my friends who are in Gulu, who are in Kenya. I have friends in Dubai. All like we just meet up by gaming. That's most of my friends are online gamers.
Lucky you. I mean, you got to know PC gaming and then also got to know online gaming after that. For me, it wasn't really like that. I, for the most part, like from the early 2000s, I knew PC gaming until my PlayStation 2 came, but I only knew PC gaming about at that point. And the games I used to play were mostly, you know, the PC gamer CDs that used to come with the PC gamer magazine. Eh?
Yes, yeah. I miss those. I know.
I had like three of those, but well, moving a lot, things just kind of got lost. I mean, I had Command and Conquer, the PlayStation version, and Red Alert, the PC version. I
played a lot of Red Alert.
Yeah, I had it in the original thing, but I don't know, it somehow got lost in the mix of all that. So.
I really miss gaming magazines. Everything's so digital, but like sitting there and going through a gaming magazine, I had a very notorious habit for stealing gaming magazines at school. So whenever a guy brought a gaming magazine, they all knew Mark has taken it.
Yeah.
They always knew Mark has taken it because I would sit and I would read the whole magazine. Like that's how dedicated I was.
For me, it was more. My dad was the one who used to bring them since he's sort of an IT specialist. Way back in the early 1990s, used to bring those. Wow. I remember I had 2001, 2002, and the 2000 CDs from months within those years. And I just maxed out those things. Actually, that's how I got to know, was it Matrix, Path of Neo?
I played that.
You know that opening bit, eh? I played that bit. We're shooting that corridor. I was just like, wow, these guys actually made like the whole, they made the movie into a game, shooting these things just like they did. I'm like, oh my God, the things went fall down. Just, I played that thing so many times. I just mastered that thing. I was like, yeah, he's coming from this side, shoot. He's from this side, shoot. Oh, this is my, you know, just, yeah. So yeah, I just got used to playing most of those demos and just finishing that first mission. And then I'm just like, okay, let's do it again. Because it was PC and that's what all I had at the time. Until the PlayStation came back. Yeah, that's when all that, like my world was just like broadened. I'm like, okay, what do I have? I have Command & Conquer. I have 007. I have Shrek, you know?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's actually a good list of games.
Yeah, I had the Metal Gear Solid, but something interesting happened with mine. Something very interesting happened with my copy. I don't know why or how. I got the whole thing, like the game with, you know how they came with the booklets inside and then the CD.
Yes.
Yeah, in PlayStation 2, in the PlayStation 2 thing. Yeah. But mine was not the game CD. It was the making of Metal Gear. So that's actually how I got to know of Hideo Kojima. I got to know Hideo Kojima way back then after he had made what? Metal Gear Solid 2. I'm like, oh, who's this weird guy? Huh, interesting. He made something this awesome. Okay. So I never got to play Metal Gear Solid 2, but I got to know how and how much was put into making the game. Yeah.
Must have taken a lot.
It took a lot. It was a very interesting journey. The way they put all that stuff they put into it. It was interesting. Watching all that was nice. Though it still doesn't make up for not playing the game, but you know.
You need to play it. I think there's a collection on PS3. I'm not sure. I think I saw it somewhere.
Ah,
a collection of what? Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, and 3.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Somewhere, if you can look for it, you can find it, because I wouldn't mind replaying Metal Gear Solid. I mean, that's like the holy grail of gaming.
Going back to Shadow Moses.
Man. I never got a chance to play 1. I got to play 2. And embarrassingly, 3 defeated me. It was my kid bro who actually defeated it. I just watched him finish it. Metal Gear Solid 3 was a bit difficult for me. Backing wasn't that good. And I really tried. There was some boss in that game, some legendary sniper who just tormented me.
Was it the old guy?
That dude tormented me. He tormented me.
Yeah, I played a bit of 3. And I got to the bit where I met Ava. But after that, tried playing that guy as well. But at the time, I wasn't playing it on my console. Well, we used to have these places where you go and play a game like that. Like pay 2K, you do an hour. So I was like, okay, let's do this. Reach that guy. Ha! Mm-mm. And then now, looking back later, you could have just changed the time on that thing and the guy dies of old age.
That hack was so weird.
I suffered for all of this and this guy could just die of old age. I'm like, what? What was the point? What was all that for?
Hack was so... I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it could be done. I thought people were lying when I had rumors that you can actually die by just changing the time.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a lot about Metal Gear Solid that's just weird. I mean, you can get quiet without actually getting near her. Was it Phantom Pain?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, Pain, just drop a package on hand. You have her? What was the point? You know? But yeah, those are the stuff that make what games interesting. You're like, okay. Difficult thing. What do we do? yeah, just do something as simple as that. You're like, wait, I don't have to suffer. So
that's Hideo Kojima for you, man. Yeah, that's Hideo Kojima for you.
Guy's a legend. I'd like to play Death Stranding if given the chance.
I haven't touched it yet. I don't know. It gave me this vibe of, will I enjoy it? My friends have told me it's actually good. It's actually good. But it has that, I don't get it. You know, I don't understand it really.
From what I understand, you have to be in a certain kind of mental state to get to enjoy Death Stranding. Just from what I got, from what I've seen. Because it seems like a very interesting game. Like, to invest yourself into that whole thing, you're like, hold on, let's put this, put everything else in the world on hold. Let's just get into this.
Yeah. I think I'll get a chance to just sit down and play it for the sake.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how often do you tend to game? Like, let's say in a day, how often do you game?
Every day.
Like, let's say today. How many hours have you put
into today? Today, I woke up in the morning. I tested a bit of Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which I am going to play for the weekend. Then tonight, I have... what do I have tonight? Tonight, I'm supposed to be playing Outriders. Then I'm going to play some Titanfall 2 before I go to bed.
Okay.
Then tomorrow, I'll be hosting the Rocket League. Just not play every day.
So you do it religiously.
Yes. Like it becomes, I would call it an addiction, but
It's not an addiction if you can like manage daily stuff and then also sneaking some gaming. I think it's not an addiction. I mean, if you do it every day, morning to night, that's an addiction. But at least if you can squeeze in some, you know, normal stuff every day, like go to work, this, because back when, like last year, I had like a decent machine, so I was like playing Far Cry 4 for the second, for the third time actually. Yeah, for the third time.
Good pick.
Playing it on hard difficulty, and honestly, it was fun. Just put an hour after work, just come, relax, you know, just play some stuff, you know, snipe some guys here and there, take down, and yeah, it was always fun. Yeah.
For my case, I have a sort of timetable because I have like a lot of games backlogged. I haven't finished Cyberpunk. There's also Days Gone. And there's also Outriders. There's also Godfall. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I just got it this morning. I have so much backlog.
My friend, you can't be compared to me. My problem is hardware-wise, but other than that, you can't compare your backlog to mine. I mean, I have games that I have downloaded that are still sitting here since last year. I mean, I haven't touched Far Cry 5 and I'm dying to touch it. Like, I haven't touched it. I want to play that game, but I haven't touched it. Because I can't. You get that? I want to do Fallout. I want to do Fallout 4. I have to do Bioshock Infinite. I have, what's this thing called?
Fallout.
Yeah, I have Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain sitting there staring at me. It's like,
Christ.
It's like, boss, what's going on? Boss. Yeah? So, and that's not even the stuff I have on my Epic, on my Epic accounts. GTA 5 is there waiting. Trevor's all like,
you haven't touched
what are you
GTA
doing?
5?
What are you doing? Yeah, I haven't. GTA 5 Control.
You know, GTA 5 has campaign, then there's also the online multiplayer, which you would have to.
Yeah,
that's a lifetime.
Yeah, that's actually the reason I got it on Epic, just for the online. I put some money into that, but at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, I don't have the stuff to play this. Let's just, I still have it, I downloaded it, it's there. But I'm like, when am I going to play this? I'm like, and I hear 6 is on its way in the near future. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, when am I going to get the time to do all this?
GTA 5. You need to finish GTA 5 before.
Yeah, but I doubt GTA 6 is coming out anytime soon. So far,
so far
from what I hear at them, they're still making a DLC for the next 60 years. PS10 may arrive and GTA 5 is still there.
GTA 5 has made so much money, there's no point making GTA 6 anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a cash cow.
Because I dabbed into online multiplayer sometime. I think it was last year, but when I became a billionaire, then I retired.
You became a billionaire. If only we could do that in real life.
If only we could do that in real life. Yeah.
Transfer your GTA, your money from GTA to real life.
Being a billionaire, I was what, you know, one thing about that I love about gaming, you could literally be anything. I mean, I was manufacturing guns and I was here's the weird thing. My crew, it's me, Pirate, my kid bro Ben. We had created a club of sorts. My kid bro was moving drugs, marijuana. I was growing marijuana and cocaine and selling it.
Okay.
Then Pirate was selling contraband.
Nice.
And I was manufacturing the guns, selling them to my kid bro and Pirate for security.
No, that's a very nice business chain, don't you think?
I know.
It's a very nice business chain. You're like, okay, we're in business together. Yeah? Yeah, that's the good thing about gaming. You can be anyone you want to be.
Yeah. You can be anything. Literally anything. You want to be a god, you can be a god. You want
God of War.
Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of God of War.
Yeah, you're going to hate me then. You are going to hate me then. You're going to hate me. I haven't played the new one. I've done 1, 2, 3 Ascension, but I haven't played the new one. That's why I said you're going to hate me. It's console only. And I don't have a console.
Don't you feel incomplete?
I want to play it so bad, but I'm just like,
I haven't played a game yet that has matched the latest God of War. Like, I have played games, but I have failed to find a game that matches the last God. Like the recent, it was 2018. Yes.
2018.
Yes. To this day, I haven't found a game that has taken me for a ride like that game. Those guys did something magical.
Yeah, Santa Monica, they did something magical.
I'm just waiting when they announce, I haven't yet bought a PS5, but when they announce Ragnarok, if it is a PS5 exclusive, that is when I will buy the PS5.
I doubt it's going to be a PS5 exclusive. I mean, You release a game and the PS4 is also still there. I mean, how many guys have a PS5? You get it?
Yeah.
I think maybe what they'll do is they'll release for PS5, yes, but then they'll also do for PS4. PS3, sorry guys. You can figure out stuff for yourself.
I actually had plans of buying a PS3, and there's some games on the PS3 that I would love to just keep on the hard drive, like just keep them there. Games like SSX, NBA Home Court, those tiny games that made me happy. Killzone, I'd love to have like Killzone there.
Killzone, that was a nice game. I played that on PS2. I played that on 2. I played that game on PlayStation.
You played the 2? PS2.
Yeah.
Wait, you played the PS2? Man, I never got a chance to.
That game was just epic. And then after finishing it, I get to understand the story behind that thing. I'm telling you. You were the bad guys all this time? I'm like, wait,
yes.
What? But I was busy shooting these guys like no man's business. But I'm a bad guy? Wait, what? So,
have you played Spec Ops The Line?
No. That one's also on the list. It's on the list. That one I have to play just for that twist. It's on the list.
Go play it. That twist. That twist had me shocked. I was shocked.
Knowing me, I'd probably be the guy that does Welcome to Dubai. I'd probably be the guy that does Welcome to Dubai.
Oh, man. Oh man. So let's carry on.
Okay. So what I'd like to ask, how did you come to be in Gamer Nights?
So Gamer Nights, it was through a friend. Actually, this is a very, very funny story. This is one of my those funny stories. So I was pursuing this girl. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I was pursuing this girl, and she was dating one of the members. So she introduced me to the crew.
You're like, hey, this is the guy that's actually trying to flirt with me. Fred being
she
his friend.
Say that, but like, you know, she, I don't know if she liked me, but like back then, I was so into her. And when she found out I was a gamer, she's like, oh, by the way, there's a group of guys here. Mm. And she introduced me to her guy, but she never said he was the guy. She just said, this is my close friend. And this is his crew, Gamers Nights. And yes, I got in not knowing. Then later I discovered, and yeah.
Oh, that was a close one.
But yeah. yes, man.
Did the guy know?
Me and him, like, we talked about it after a while. He knew, I think by the time I was pursuing, he wasn't that interested anymore. But later we sat down and talked about it, and we're like, yeah. Like, you came good, in, I was leaving. And yes.
You had a good laugh, eh?
Yeah, we had a good laugh. We're gamers, so.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's a really interesting story. Nice. Well, for me, I met Sniper from, get this, do you know Wanapelit?
No.
Yeah, the Kenyan gaming WhatsApp group. Eh?
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, I did my college in Nairobi, so I met some guys there that broadened me to the prospect of PC gaming, because at the time I had just like kind of stopped at console gaming. Then these guys just broadened my mind. They're like, you can play these other games on PC, and I'm like, oh, okay. So after coming back these ends, I stayed in touch with some of them in the group. And sometime back, like 2-3 years back, Sniper messages me. He's like, hey, you're the only other Ugandan in this group. I'm like, yeah, I thought I was the only one. Yeah, I'm a Ugandan. So what's up? I like gaming. So how are you? Yeah. And just like, we just hit it off. And we're like, yeah, okay, we like gaming. Yeah, okay, yeah. Just like that, gamers. I got into Gamers Nights. I'm like, okay, Ghanaian gamers.
We have a universal language. There's something about gamers, like we can just click, like, oh, you play this? Like, yeah, I also play this. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And done.
Yeah. It was always, at least it was nice to know that there are Ghanaian gamers here, because I'd kind of just given up, and I'm like, ah, since growing up, I was just like, it's either you go to those gaming lounges all over the place to meet guys to play with, or if you're at home, you play alone. Because that's how I've just like grown up. I'm like, one PlayStation 2, one controller, one Namco gun, in case anyone ever comes by, so I can torture them in SmackDown. I'm like, okay, you take the gun today, I'll be the one with the controller. Okay, I win. Next. So yeah, if it wasn't for that, I would not have gotten to know a lot of the guys there.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like, the communities have grown so large of late. Like, there's a community for every game now. Apex Legends. I'm surprised there's a PUBG community in Uganda. That one really caught me off guard.
I mean, the COD community. The mobile
community is massive.
The mobile code.
Oh my God, it's massive.
Mm. But it's nice. It's nice
and
because
active.
Yeah, it's nice because if you're active in regards to the game that you love, then that's how you know. That's how the developers know that, hey, people actually love this thing. Okay, because actually, have you heard of Vampire the Masquerade? Yeah?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, the reason Bloodlines came out was because the community, the fans were like, my friends, what are you doing? Release the game. Don't put it in development hell. And the game came out. It was awesome. I played it. I finished it, was it two, three months ago? It was a fantastic game. Really fantastic. Actually, you should try it. Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines. Oh. Yeah. Fantastic game.
I really hadn't thought about it. I hadn't thought about playing it, but now that you mentioned it,
fantastic RPG.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're drawing. We're drawing to a close. So let's see. Any remarks for anyone out there listening?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Please, guys, game. I know most people say gaming is a wastage of time. Gaming is just for leisure and whatnot. But there's so much potential in gaming. If people are actually serious about it, I believe we can start careers here. I mean, it's happening in Kenya, and Kenya's just our neighbors here. So, and there's so many talented people here. Like, if I go through my, I have a Rocket League group I created, and these guys,
I saw it. Hey.
Yes. These people play daily, like they practice daily.
They're especially super dedicated.
They're streaming the game. So if like you really have a game and you're really good at it, keep pushing.
Show others how good that game is. Because
let guys create communities.
Don't die out there alone.
Don't die in your movie alone. Like, create communities so that other people can join. I mean, I started the Rocket League group not knowing there was anyone who played Rocket League in Uganda. I did. I just made a shout out to groups. I'm like, yo, are there guys who play Rocket League? And they were there. People who play Valorant. There are people, actual people who, there's a Valorant community here. In Uganda. So I would really love guys like to band up. I'm trying to create a company that can look after all the groups. I'm working on something. I want a company that can handle like tournaments. Yeah, those guys who want to have tournaments, but they cannot be financially helped. That's where my company can come in and say, okay, we shall provide advertising, we shall provide this and that equipment just for guys to game. Because one thing I want is I want guys to have fun.
Okay.
At the end, it's all about having fun.
Okay. All right, Mackenzie.
Okay.
Stop this.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by. Yeah. It's been.
Thanks for hosting me, man.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting thing.
Yeah. This is the first I've never really been on a podcast, so this is my first.
This is my second episode, so hopefully going forward we can make it better.
Will it be out?
Well, I'm still editing. It's the one I did with Sniper.
Okay,
so I'll probably finish yours next week.
Cool. Take your time, and when you're ready, just hit me up. I'll spread it any way I can.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, man.
Have a nice day.
Okay, cool. You too, man. You too.